Hare Ram
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Oh Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare oh Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Oh Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Oh Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Ram
Hare Ram
Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Jaya Radhe Govinda Jaya Radhe Govinda Jaya Radhe Govinda Jaya Radhe Govinda Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gire Govardhan, Jaya Gire Govardhan, Gire Govardhan, Jaya Gire Govardhan. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Hari 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 Bo Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. My dear devotees, I think you will really get something out of this session. I've prepared it as good as I could, but I note that I forgot. Let me just see. Maybe I don't want to send anyone, and then I have made a gross oversight. No, it's here. It's here, it's here, it's here. Gokrishna, maybe you can be so kind to... When we have done this kirtan, to go up and see one of these transparent folders. This one. It must be still there. My dear devotees, I'm almost ready to start. Let me just... How many sessions do we still have together? Is this last one, isn't it? I wanted to talk about Leela Smaranam while doing Japa. I think it... Yes, I have a way. Another question is... Does some of you have a pen, please? I only need to borrow it. I will return it to you immediately. Thank you. Please wait here. I will. Thank you both. Hare Krishna. You have already chanted, and I'm a little late today, so I will not chant now, but a little later. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yeah, everyone, please. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bistai Utale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyare Satanine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, there is one recommendation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own lotus-like mouth that he spoke in the ecstasy of love of Godhead in the Gambhira. And it is a verse which is very Gambhira, very deep. And we will look today at this verse from a perspective that is very helpful, and it goes way beyond what we have heard so far, most of us. I want to say it will be quite a discovery for many of us, as it was for me when I became aware of this a few years ago. So here's the verse for you. Please repeat after me. Trinadapi sunichena. Kindly say now. Trinadapi sunichena. Taroapi sahishnuna. Amanina manadina. Kirtaniya Sadahari. The translation, I have a beautiful translation here. Thinking oneself to be even lower and more worthless than insignificant grass that is trampled beneath the feet of all, being more tolerant than a tree, accepting no honor but offering respect to all others according to their respective positions, one should continuously chant the holy name of Sri Hari. We all are very familiar with this. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses an imagery. Perhaps Bhurijan Prabhu talked this morning about this verse, and you might remember his class. I was unfortunately, I came very late back yesterday and was chanting my rounds during that time. So I, because knowing that there would be no other time today. So he must have given you the imagery. The grass has worth, because it can be fed to cows, but I have no worth because I'm already so long in this foreign condition that I have become dried out, and I'm technically speaking not grass but straw now. No, and a straw that is trampled upon, and then there is a tolerance of that of a tree. You can see this very much here in Vrindavan. The trees are climbed upon by people with sharp cutting instruments because they want firewood from it. And the trees give that. Vrindavan trees are often trimmed, but when the monsoon season comes, they grow shoots again. So they grow in houses, and when the people need firewood, they come with these sharp instruments and cut off the hands and the arms of the trees, and they regrow. So that's a sign of tolerance. Even if I'm hurt by others, which happens unfortunately during social intercourse, I mean during my social dealings, I will not protest. I will remain in a humble position and even give praise to others. These are the images. Lord Chaitanya says, only if one adopts these behavior, this type of behavior, can one chant constantly. Otherwise, one does not have the qualification to chant. So, when you repeat a verse many times, like this is standard knowledge of every devotee. It is often chanted each single day in temples. Then you might have to work on your own digestion. You might have to penetrate it with your own thoughts. We talk here about dainyam, the quality of humility. And we have here a few notes that will tell you what it is. Dainyam, says Rupa Goswami, or dinata, is to think of oneself very lowly because of four things which one considers. Dukkha, distress, trasa, fear, or one thinks I was in the past full of offenses, aparadha. You can hear this. There is another cause of dinata or dainyam, which is you feel shy. We have that also. No, but it is often not so much mentioned. So I would like, when a person is really humble and does not only say, I'm your humble servant, Prabhu, as part of the ISKCON lingo, but really feels humble, has integrated this, he will often show the following symptoms. He will use words of flattery, or he will give honor to others, no? He will say, oh, Prabhu, you are very significant and I'm very insignificant, or you did this service so nice and you did... one will find the good very easily in others. Flattery is maybe... It is like a social trick often, I flatter you so that you give me something. But it means here you will say the good things of others. A humble person finds good everywhere. This is a symptom of humbleness. A second symptom which Rupa Goswami gives is mandya, dullness. You will not protest and argue back. Dullness is also a little old English, perhaps. No, you will not. You will not. You will be like this. Malinya, external dirtiness. You're so humble you forget to take your bath. Because humble means you are thinking of yourself as wretched, no? Wretched. And chinta, you will have anxious thoughts. And anga yadima, you will ultimately not be able to move about very quickly. There's an inactivity visible in you. So we talk about a quality here, my devotees, which is not a social trick, I would like to use this word here, or a social skill. It is a genuine feeling of being low. And I would like to go through this feeling a little bit, and especially how the feeling comes about. The feeling for distress, of feeling, my life, I'm in need of something. The example of feeling distressed and looking for help is given by Rupa Goswami as King Muchukunda. I think many of you are aware of King Muchukunda's life, but I would like to bring his story a little bit into your remembrance. Muchukunda was a great Kshatriya who was called by Indra to fight an overwhelming attack of demons. Now, because he was so skilled in the art of warfare, he went to the heavens and engaged in this massive and long-lasting battle. When he was finished with the battle, they won the battle under his leadership and with his selfless, absolute commitment to the battle. The devatas were pleased and said, we would like to offer you a blessing, but before you asked, you might ask something in relationship to your rule in the planet Earth. We want to inform you, here is a different time zone, so to say, a different, not just a time zone, but a different speed of time. No one of those whom you hold dear, and also not your former subjects and your former kingdom is still in existence. On the earth, many, many ten thousands of years have passed. So keeping this in mind, please ask your blessing. Now, Muchukunda was afraid that he was be called again to fight a battle for Indra. If you please emphasize with a warrior, yes, they have a fighting spirit, but it is so exhausting to fight. You will have many wounds, you will not sleep, you will see scenes that stay in your mind for a long time. My father told me that after the battles which he fought, he heard for many, many months the screams of the people he killed. It is traumatic, even if you win the battle. So Muchukunda didn't want to be called again, and therefore he asked for a very interesting blessing. Furthermore, he heard that actually he will meet Lord Krishna after a long, long time. So he took these two things together. I don't want to be called again for battle, and
I will have to wait a long time in order to see Lord Krishna. So therefore, let me ask for a blessing no one has ever heard about. He said, I want to sleep. Just sleep. Sleep, sleep, sleep. And if anyone disturbs me, and he was looking towards Indra, then when he wakes me up and I see him, I will burn him to ashes. I will look at him and I will ignite the fiery element in his own body, and then whoosh, he will be burned. So Indra got the message, I shouldn't disturb him and take him out of the sleep. Also, furthermore, Muchukunda chose this blessing. Can any one of you imagine why? Tired from the fighting, yes, that is obvious. Mm-hmm. Yes, he wanted to wait and not experience the passage of this long time. He just wanted to just sleep that time out, you know, so that he didn't want to experience the long waiting period. And when he would wake up, then it was time for his Krishna darshan. No? This was his idea. He was a son of Mandahata, a very, very exalted, pure devotee of the Lord. So his time came. He went to the Himalayas. Some of us have visited the cave in which he slept. It's still there. It's a cave. When you enter deep, you feel like yawning. It's really the sleep cave. and Krishna, of course, as the all-knowing super soul, knew about this great devotee of his who needed now to be he needed to be awakened from sleep, because Krishna was now present on the planet and would give him now darshan. So Krishna did this in his wonderful way, serving many purposes with one action. When he was attacked by Jarasandha's army, and on one side, and when Krishna had gone to Mathura, and when he was attacked there by Jarasandha's army, and from the other side, Yavana's army, he just went unarmed before the gates of Mathura. He came through that gate from where Kalayavana was marching towards Mathura with a huge army. Kalayavana saw him. He saw the beautiful gestures of the Lord. He saw Krishna's roaming eyes. He looks extremely attractive with his white lock on the left cheek, Srivatsa. It's like a spring, it looks. Around his neck was the Kostuba jewel. Each one of his limbs was extremely beautiful and fine, and there was a bluish glow around him. And the Lord looked just so carefree and beautiful that Kalayavana thought, he has no weapon, I have a little Kshatriya codex. I will just pound him to a paste with my fists. I don't need a weapon also. So he came towards Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, and although the Lord was so beautiful because of his material taste, he could not express the beauty. For me, this has always been a hint of, for me as a chanter, when I have a material taste or I'm material covered, I can't appreciate the beauty of Krishna's holy name. So he came, and you know what Krishna did? He looked at him a little bit, he turned around, showed him his back, and he started to walk away from the battlefield. Kalyavana had never seen that. He said, hey, Yadava, it's not in your nature. Yadava is the clan in which Krishna appeared. To run away from the battlefield, stop. Krishna didn't even look back. He just continued to walk. And Kalyavana just tried to walk behind him. But because he had sin in his mind and in his body, he couldn't reach the transcendental Lord. This reminds us of the Buddhistic story where the killer Angulina runs after Buddha wanting to kill him, and he says to the Buddha, stop. And Buddha answers back, I have stopped, but you have not stopped. Meaning, I have stopped my sinful activity, but you have not stopped sinful activities, and that's why you can't reach me, who is pure. So Kalyavana could not reach the Lord. Only pure souls can reach the Lord. So the Lord always remained a little bit in front of him and effortlessly walked up to the slope of the Himalayas and led him to the cave where Muchukunda was still resting. He wanted to wake up Muchukunda and give him his darshan. So when he entered the cave, he took his yellow scarf, his pitambara, and laid it over the sleeping Muchukunda and waited in a corner of the cave for things to unfold. Kalyavana, climbing the Himalaya is difficult, you know, came in the cave and saw this yellowish glow. From where did he see the yellowish glow? What was it? I can't hear you. Yeah, the Pitambara of Krishna, who he had purposefully put where? Over the sleeping body of Kalyavana. So he said, hey, first you run away, and now you sleep like a saint? Wake up, fight! And he kicked. Whom did he kick? Muchukunda, exactly. I mean, first of all, you don't wake up Muchukunda. And second of all, he is an accomplished warrior. He woke up and his gaze went through the cave. Who woke me up? And his gaze fell on Kalyavana, who stood there. Come on, come on. Show me your stuff, they say in America. But you couldn't. His eyes a fiery gleam came out of his eyes, which ignited the agni fire in the body of the demon, and he burned within seconds into the heap. Now Muchukunda was a trained warrior. He sensed, you know, that there's a sense of a fighters have an extra sense, and he knew there's someone else in the cave. He looked, and all of a sudden a glow happened in the cave. It increased. Krishna made himself visible by his mercy to the senses of the Muchukunda. Muchukunda looked at this most beautiful personality. His heart was beating. He felt the irresistible charm, attractiveness of the Lord. And he said, who are you? But the Lord was silent, because to introduce yourself to a higher personality before you have the right to ask who such a private question. Muchukunda said, "Yeah, I'm Muchukunda, I'm son of Mandahata. I was here sleeping. I had a blessing and so on. But who are you, please?" And the Lord answered, just listen to his answer. "My dear friend, I have taken thousands of births. I lived through thousands of lives. And I accepted thousands of names. Now all of you here have taken already thousands of births. You lived through thousands of lives. Some of you might have knowledge about one of their previous lives. And you have accepted thousands of names. You were a Smith and a Jones and a Müller and a Xing Wong and a this and that in your past. That doesn't distinguish the Lord from the living entity." But then he said, "In fact, my births, my activities, and my names are limitless, and thus even I cannot count them." So the Lord, after many lifetimes, the Lord continued, "Someone might count the dust particles on the earth, but no one can ever finish counting my qualities, activities, names, and birth. O great king, the greatest sages," my God, I know who he is, said Muchukunda. "The great sages," Krishna continued, "enumerate my birth and activities. But I will give you a hint. Some time ago, Brahma asked me to appear in this world. I'm that person." "This is the almighty Vasudev," said Muchukunda. "And he talked to me as if I'm his friend. He introduced himself long and it's a beautiful passage. And Muchukunda fell on the ground and he started to pray. And one of the prayer expresses what you need to know and feel before you can become humble so that you can actually chant the holy names. In one of his prayers, he made an honest assessment of his situation in this world. Humility, my dear everyone, in the Chinese language is, old Chinese, is described as a vision of reality. In other words, become real, then you are humble. Remain an illusion, then you remain unhumble or not humble. And here you can see how Muchukunda becomes real. Remember, he's a fighter. He is so glorious that the devatas wanted him to come and fight their battle. Oh, superior person. He says, if I look at my life, my Lord, for so long I have been pained by the troubles in this world. And I have been burning with lamentation. My six enemies are never satiated, and I find no peace. Therefore, O giver of shelter, O supreme soul, please, I beg you, protect me. O Lord, in the midst of all my dangers, I have by good fortune approached your lotus feet, which are the truth, and which thus make one fearless and free of sorrow." Here, Muchukunda identifies two types of enemies, which all of us have. And once we don't gloss it over, once we don't find our
facades and our means to disguise these things, we will feel what is necessary to become humble. He identifies opponents who want to attack and defeat him. All of us in our lives have people who are not kind to us. Either on social networks we are attacked, or just people dislike us and express it. Sometimes even relatives are born to give us pain, like we know from the sixth canto, no? Where there is this son of Chittaketu who's known as giving harsha, that means joy, and also what? Shoka, harsha shoka, no? All of us have harsha shokas. Relationships where we have some joy, but also tremendous troubles. Then he speaks of six inner enemies. That is the lust to enjoy this world, which when dissatisfied turns into an intensified lust. It's called greed. And then frustration when we can't get what we want. Illusion, envy, and madness in the end. We are surrounded by ripus, enemies in our hearts, and we might, as it is done in our civilizations and in our spiritual society, where a lot of things are concealed, hidden. We don't talk about this because we know we would be disliked. I sometimes say, if a loudspeaker would be hooked to my mind and you would hear very loudly every single thought that Satchinandan Swami thinks, you would not come to his lectures. So I need to conceal some of my thoughts, which I feel by now are not really my thoughts, you know. There's a lot of... Anyways. Or at least they are unwanted thoughts. But I would be ashamed if there would be a loudspeaker. He just thought he didn't eat anything properly. Why don't they feed me properly? You know, or something else embarrassing. So these inner enemies don't give me any peace. They entangle me. And they demand always more and more. Therefore, I'm distressed as I stand before you. And this distress gives source for humility. My dear devotees, there is no reason in the world why a conditioned soul should not feel humble. Because each conditioned soul is surrounded from outside and inside by adverse circumstances that compromise his spirituality and his pureness, and therefore needs to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Muchukunda was sleeping in the cave. The Sanskrit word for guha, for a cave, is guha. This word guha also refers to the sacred space in our heart, where we also suffer from a darkness, an inner darkness that can only be removed by Krishna's darshan. So when you want to chant, my dear devotees, you need to come from a place where you know you need help. Without help of Krishna, your life is nothing. Your life is merged in darkness. Your life is not your life even, because you are controlled from outside and inside by adverse circumstances of material life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you must feel this distress. Now it has been said that people who surround themselves with certain images, they will
adopt these images. For instance, I had a teacher, his name was Mr. Herr Lang. Herr Lang in English means Mr. Long. And he was so long, because he always heard long, 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 and his hormones, growth hormones, picked up that thing. Therefore, when you are in educating people and you always you tell your children they are bad, they will come out bad. This has been shown in educational psychology, that a teacher who confronts his children with saying, you are wonderful, you can grow, they have an 80% chance to learn to become more excellent than those who are told, this class is not a good for nothing class. You know, you never learn anything, and so on. Positive affirmations work on the mind. Everything sound works on the mind. Now, why do we in Vaishnav culture say we should feel humility, which means to feel the distress of my material, my fallen condition in material life? Isn't that dangerous? Will our devotees not come out crippled in self-confidence and so on? Yes, they will. They will develop minority feelings, complexes. They will become, if they hear this repeatedly, I'm so fallen, I'm so fallen, I'm so fallen. Unless they think of Krishna. Humility is not separated from the from turning to Krishna. Think of the verse, Trinadapi Sunichena. It is said in that verse, our verse men will show this translation for you. I have to use the other set of eyes here. I know there are glasses all in one, you know, long and short distance glasses, but I'm too lazy to go to the optical person. And so thinking oneself to be even lower and more worthless than significant grass, one should continuously chant the holy name of Sri Hari. Not do you? I'm jumping over there because we are now talking about this one, humility. Thinking oneself to be even lower and more worthless than insignificant grass. Now jump, please, to the 5th line. One should continuously chant the holy name of Sri Hari. Because that chanting, my dear everyone, will bring Krishna into the cave of your heart. And from that place, all your miseries will certainly go. I will not go through the four other examples now, perhaps at another time in Tirukadamba, the causes of humility. One is number three, maybe you can find that for three, is aparada, when you realize you have been offensive. A good example is Brahma, who realized when the Lord revealed himself to him, my dear Krishna, kindly excuse my offenses. I took birth in Rajagun. I was blinded by ignorance. I thought of myself as the unborn creator of the universe and an independent controller. But please, consider me your servant and be compassionate. You can also pray this prayer of Lord Brahma. You find it in the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse number 10. I repeat, 10, 14, 10. No? Where Brahma says something which we all can say. My dear Krishna, kindly excuse my offenses. I took birth in Rajagun. with a good dose of tamagun. Blinded by ignorance, I thought of myself. Well, we don't think of ourselves as the unborn creator of the universe, but an independent controller. But please consider me your servant, and please accept me. Please be compassionate. These are causes, these thoughts. So before you can be humble, you need to access one of these moods. Otherwise, it's only words without meanings. And it will not help you to chant. No? You can, therefore, if you want to read this verse of Muchukunda, which he prayed, then it will bring you in the mindset that, oh yes, I'm actually in need of help. You know, when we normally sit down to chant, we don't think I'm in need of help. We think I have to complete my rounds somehow or other. You know, but that thought will not help you to chant properly. That thought will help you to destroy your japa. Yes. You will chant out of duty, and bhakti can never arise from the sense of duty. That Bhaktivinoda makes very clear. It can only rise from the sense of love or affection or gratitude. And therefore, it is good to practice humility by reading such verses as the one of Muchukunda. Where is it? 10th canto, note it down, please. Chapter 51, verse 57. May I repeat it for you? 10, chapter 108. No, good. Oh, sorry. 51, verse number 1.5. No, 57. Okay, you got it. 10, 51, 57. No? Other such prayers should be done when you pray, when you chant. Prayers that bring you in a humble state of mind. I always read the Sharanagati prayers or other prayers before I start, because I know unless I chant in the humble state of mind, I won't be able to chant. Now the first thing, distress, is a powerful medicine, but it works only when it is combined with what? Taking shelter at Krishna, with Krishna's lotus feet. Just like in Muchukunda's case, when he expressed his distress of being separated from the Lord, it helped him to bring light in his cave. Krishna manifested himself. So in the cave of your heart, Krishna will manifest when you have this this attitude of humility and spread lightness, and your japa will be filled with ecstasy. Oh, yes. But again, it's a double-sided sword. Someone who thinks, I'm useless, 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 he will end up being useless. Unless he thinks, oh Krishna, please help me. This is a movement for Krishna consciousness, no? That you must be conscious of Krishna. Otherwise, the same medicine which saves you and brings you forward might create a damaged personality. Hare Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said something which Bhujan Prabhu explained in his lecture. It comes from there. When one stops to believe that the material world can offer one satisfaction, one has taken the greatest step forward in one's spiritual progress. Should I repeat it? Because it's very dense. When one ceases to believe, ceases means stops to believe, that the material world can offer one's satisfaction, one has taken the greatest step forward in one's spiritual progress. This is a very deep sentence, and it needs to be again complemented. There are many teachings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A statement taken out of only alone it will not save us. And then such a devotee who has stopped to believe that he can be happy in the material world, he will turn to Krishna. He will surrender to Krishna. I have looked at the wristwatch, and as much as I'm tempted to go to the other causes of humility, I have only time to tell you the two most important, to enter a mood where you feel, I would like to call it a vision of reality, the need for Krishna's help. And the second was a realization of having committed offenses. I think you are all familiar with Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, he did something which Krishna really did not appreciate. Lord Brahma stole Krishna's own companions with whom he was engaged in transcendental pastimes from him. And this was, in Krishna's eyes, the greatest offense. When Brahma offered many, many prayers in the 14th chapter, at the end of the prayers, Krishna looked at him silently. He gave him an inscrutable face. In other words, Brahma didn't know if the Lord forgave him. No idea. The Lord wanted to, he would say in North German language, roast him a little. Because he was not satisfied. He was much more satisfied with the other offending devatas, Devata, the great one, Indra, because at least with his attack on Vrindavan, he brought all Brijbasis together under the Govardhan Hill, and there was Sangha. But Brahma, separating Krishna's friends from him, wow, that was very bad for Krishna's eyes. So Brahma then felt the offense, and he spoke to him. He excused himself. Kindly forgive me. I'm a rajasic person. I went beyond the acceptable. I know. Please forgive me. It's good to go to the Lord and chant verses to be forgiven from offenses. And if you want to know which verses, there is, you can find them in the 7th canto in Prabhupada's explanation on Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. No? These are three verses where there are three verses and they come under Kirtanam, I think. You know, they are in this area that one should chant. I just do like this. When I have no taste, which is often the case, I just ask the Lord, I know this comes from offenses, that there's no taste, like Kalayavana, he couldn't appreciate your beauty also. I can't appreciate the sweetness of your name due to offenses. Kindly forgive me. I'm trying to work on this, but I'm failing some. My dear devotees, I want to now conclude with something that is very much on the practical side of things. Please allow me to find these notes. Now remember, Gokrishna, you brought them. Did I swallow them? Everything is here. So many good things.
at the right side. Can you help an old man? Om Hanumate Namaha. That's something else, but thank you for your empathy, compassion.
Acha, acha.
With a little help of the devotees, everything is possible. My dear devotees, I will be very brief now. It will be very practical, and yes, we will practice this in a second. There is a mind-opening comment of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. The scenario is well known to you. The inhabitants of Navadvip come in the morning to Shiva Sangam, and the Lord comes out after a whole kirtan night and sees these inhabitants of Navadvip who were with him in many incarnations. Remember how the Lord said, I had many names, I had many thousands of lives, and so on. They were with him in all these periods of time. Lord Chitta, and they have offerings of flowers, of bananas for their Lord. And Lord Chaitanya gives them an instruction that they should chant the holy name. And in this section, it's in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya 23-27, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives us the recommendation. I believe it must come from Shastra, but there is no reference given, where he says how one can achieve perfection in chanting. Would you like to know this?
Yes.
It's only two things that one has to do. One achieves perfection in chanting mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls his materially attached mind. Prahlad Nrisimha has a slide actually of this, I believe so, and the TV has died. Good. sorry. Okay, let us not all look now at Prahlad's resurrection attempts. We can look, keep on looking here in this direction. This is one sentence. Should I repeat? One achieves perfection in chanting mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls his materially attached mind. Now you must know that you have three types of hearts. I have said this often. There is the physical heart that pumps 7,400 gallons. 1 gallon is 2 liters, I understand. Hopefully I'm right. A day through your system. Boom, 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 boom. A lot of blood is coming through you. This is the physical heart. Then you have the emotional heart, where you feel when you are hurt or when you feel uplifted in your life by something very wonderful. You feel it here. I always joke when an Italian says amore, amore means love, he doesn't go amore, he goes amore. It's in the heart. And then you have a spiritual heart where you as the soul reside with your eternal friend. Who's your eternal friend? Krishna. Yes, in the heart. No? So these three hearts are with you. And in this last heart, there is self-awareness, there is conscience, there is the idea of God, and
there comes also the certainty that the Lord really exists. Sometimes what you feel in the spiritual heart is, I think every one of you has felt this, a sense of dependence on Him. Those who become devotees, they usually feel at the beginning of their journey some stirring. Stirring means movement in that spiritual heart. It's an awakening of the soul, and often it manifests with a lack of contentment with all that is material. It's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said earlier, the confidence that nothing material will satisfy me. This is an awakening in the spiritual heart. This is to be taken extremely serious. Whenever you see it with someone as a preacher, that they start to awaken, you must guard this. You must help them to remain faithful on their path and not say anything or that breaks the newly awakening shraddha of faith in the new person. This stirring or early movements of the awakening soul is the most wonderful thing. I know it has happened, this voice, for many of you during the Alone with Krishna sessions. Some of you have reported to me that as we were sitting before Giriraj Govardhan, we had realizations about our life and where we need to move. Treasure these moments. They happen in the spiritual heart. Animals don't have this. Only the human heart is able to feel this. Artificial intelligence can never copy this or give you a sense of that. This is typical human, the stirrings, the awakening of the soul. And as long as this is not happening, everything you do and say, artificial intelligence can do much better. You are not yet awakening to your potential. So this longing for God, if you so wish, this spiritual love towards the Lord, these feelings of repentance and regret, this we had this with Muchukunda, no? Or no, with Brahma. This humility, this meekness, and this deep sadness upon feeling that one has perhaps not lived up to Krishna's expectations, to Guru and Krishna's expectations, is the best step forward in your chanting. The saints have tears in their eyes. In the beginning, tears of regret. The beginning spiritualist has a stirring in his heart. And there, here, if you can bring the sound of the vibrated sound, it means the sound which you vibrate, Hare Krishna is your vibration, then if you bring that into the heart, and at the same time, control your mind from the many distractions which are coming due to earlier samskaras, you reach the perfection of chanting. Those of you who are who have studied our philosophy deeply and have found pleasure in reading the 11th canto, know that there Krishna speaks about four levels of sound. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us the explanations of them. And I must say, I need to study this a little bit deeper to totally understand it. But what I totally understand and sympathize is the sound in the heart where you have an image. Which comes, it's called the Pashyanti sound. Pashyanti means seeing. Please close your eyes. And now I make a sound. Pizza dripping with good olive oil from Italy. Real cheese, not imitation cheese, not vegan cheese, real cheese. And Caperis. Can you see it? Where is that? That's in the heart. It's not outside. I have not brought any pizza, nor would I know from where to get it here. It's in the heart. So this is, when we speak now about something else, we speak, this is so that you know what we are speaking about. They have an idea what we are speaking about, but it's not the concrete thing. The concrete thing is that before you even speak, you see something without the sound. Let me try. Yes, I see. I would like to talk about one Krishna pastime today, and I see. It's one verse from Rupa Goswami. I see the content of the. I just saw it because I wanted to see it, and there was no sound. I didn't quote a verse. I didn't sing a verse. It was an image that came, and if I would now say the verse to you, I would say Vivita Kusuma Vendotfula Domila Dadi, something like this. I would make it vocal. So in the chanting, my dear devotees, also, when you chant from your heart, you have the sound in your heart. All spiritual, genuine spiritual traditions have knowledge about it. I found it in Islamic literature. I found it in Orthodox Christian literature. I found it in I don't know where else, but somewhere else at the moment. You have to draw your mind and your intellect down into your heart. That is the idea. And so you bring your chanting of the mantra down into your heart. It's a heartfelt chanting. And whenever your mind starts to roam, follow it. No. Good. You have to control your materially attached mind. I'm just checking you. Should we do this? Let us try. Please sit in an upright position. In one of the guided japa workshops, we heard about bringing three human endowments or gifts to the chanting. First the body, vocally, we are chanting. Then the mind, we focus on the chanting. And then the heart, we express something devotional. We will now hear a verse, and we will follow with our heart. There's also conscience, with our awareness, you could say. That's one of the qualities of our heart. What the verse says. One immediately becomes free from the grip of Maya. Ivan says, my dear Lord, for so many long years, in this material world, I have been completely absent from our relationship. But today, I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. And in this spirit, we try to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare From your to Krishna's heart
Hare Rama
Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, everyone.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna.
Please, all of us. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Stay in this space, and if you can hear it, perhaps there's the echo or the stirring of an echo in the heart of that vibrated sound in the heart. You might like to follow the harmonium by just singing only softly in your heart. No verb, you don't hear anything. Krishna Krishna. Yes. One achieves perfection in chanting mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls his materially attached mind. Hare Krishna. If you want to make a snapshot from this quotation, it is available. Prahlad Nrisimha, please keep it on the revived TV screen. And you can make a snapshot with your... Perhaps your mobile telephone will break into pieces because it's so opposite to the modern tendency of always being in our minds and busy with the world, no? Yes. A summary. Today we looked at humility and a little bit... most, I would like to say boldly, in a more substantial way, we of course took the verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where humility is described as the quality to constantly chant,
And we looked at the Sanskrit definition of it. I took this from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It is... I became first aware of this verse in a commentary by Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, where he speaks about these causes. You can be humble when you either feel distress or when you feel that you have committed aparad, and then you can turn to the Lord. No, this is a very interesting subject matter, and you can read verses where the great acharyas express their own situation in the world with regret. No? That was the first thing. I want to remind you of what we heard in our last class, the class before this. Humility can be best imbibed. You can really become a qualified chanter if you have humility with the body. That means you serve in menial service. You have humility in the mind. You really understand that you are not the independent controller, as Brahma would say. You can develop humility in the heart by regretting your wrong perspectives and wrong activities. And finally, then it can come in the speech. And then when you say, Prabhu, I'm your humble servant, it means something. It's now no longer empty words that carry no meaning, but it is something wonderful, something very glorious. So we were talking about humility a little deeper. What is the example we looked at? Muchukunda, King Muchukunda, very nice. There's the cave, sorry. And Lord Brahma also, they had different causes. And then we went into a technique of chanting, draw your mind into your feet. Is that right? Oh, sorry. I want to make sure that you listen, I'm sorry. Draw your mind into the heart. This with the feet comes from Govardhan Parikrama when you go barefoot. But draw your mind into the heart. No, this is an ancient thing which we hear. Here is one reference. There are Dhyan Chandra, the moon of meditation. Dhyan Chandra, the exalted disciple of Guru Gopal Goswami, gave a beautiful definition what real japa is. It means to bring the mantra into the mind. He speaks here of the mind and heart is sometimes used, how do you say this? Interchangeable, thank you very much. You bring the mind into the heart, and then you bring the heart or mind into where? The mantra. No? That is the second thing which Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur speaks about. He says, you withdraw it really from other things. It's really on the mantra and nowhere else, not on things of distraction. Some of you know this mantra from Dhyan Chandra Goswami. I heard from your immediate reaction. Japa hetava, real japa, is attained when the mantra goes into the heart, and when the heart goes into the mantra. No? Then this equivalence, no? That is the real japa. Well-known shloka, or let us say, quite known shloka amongst those who think about moving forward in their japa. Mm-hmm. Good. I will now look secretly at the wristwatch. Oh my God. We started late, so we will have a few opportunity for a few subject-related questions.
Yes, Prabhu, your good name again? Krishna Achan Prabhu, yes. We have a microphone for you. Krishna Achan, allow me to try to answer as brief as I can. That means you have to be very attentive, no? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thanks for your amazing realizations. And when we do this exercise of trying to bring the heart into the mantra and the mantra into the heart, there seems to be various thoughts coming in, like we recollect how we have failed, how I have failed in my devotional service, and how I would like to be, how I would So it creates lots of images and lots of kind of various thoughts, flow of different types of thoughts. So sometimes I am wondering whether that's really attentive, or is it just
it's not done during japa. That is done outside of japa. But while you chant japa, whenever you have thoughts, also good thoughts, also this, that, you bring it back to the sound of the mantra again and again. And after some time, the mind gets it and knows, okay, he will not pursue these thoughts which I present before him. And when you come to the way it feels when you are in this, let us call it japa, ideal japa, is you just Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. The mind is not thinking, not even of, you know, anything. And it is from that state where all of a sudden images come up of Krishna so merciful, or Krishna's form arises in the mind. These are not separate endeavors. They come out like a plant from a seed, no? They come from the holy name, they come out of this. Mm-hmm. There's a Gaudiya way of doing Lila Smaranam. It's very wonderful. It's not a construction of the mind, it's very spiritual. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Anyone else, please? I see. I saw this devotee first. Then I will look towards the Majjis if there is anyone. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Right, we discussed about triggers that will bring humility, but that is environment dependent, in sense like you need to have that situation to happen. We talk about this service mood or intense humility, another definition, like intense eagerness to achieve the spiritual goal. This is, the current ones are like more environment specific. How do we practice it? That's the question.
Yes. This doesn't have to be environment specific or situation specific. You don't have to wait until you make a terrible mistake and then regret it and then chant your rounds being motivated by a sense of distress or an awareness of a committed apparat. There is one thing very, very, very nice. We are always encouraged in our tradition to read, no? And that reading, my dear devotee, has to go with the holy name. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, just like Krishna always comes with the Radha, the holy name always comes with the Bhagavatam, no? With the sacred scripture, because the sacred scripture or the verses from Acharya also, they tell your mind where to go, and the chanting gives you the experience of this. You need both. So before the environmental or situational thing happens, you can read Sharanagati prayers, and then you it colors your mind, no?
or you read daily Bhagavatam and you think about, you ponder about the subjects, and then when you sit down, even though nothing tragic happened at that moment where you know, you have smooth sailing, so to say, you have a period of a life that this goes good for you, you can still enter humility and not become proud or complacent is the word, by seeing these verses and so on. It will work. Please do it. There was one, yes, this Mataji, please. And this is the last question, then we make a pause. I'm sorry to have been a little late.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
So I wanted to ask, because sometimes it's very hard to bring to the heart, or sometimes for some moments it is in the heart when I'm chanting, but then it's like the heart becomes a rock or it's empty of love. Like how to do in those moments to chant with more love as a service.
Yes. You have heard the question. It was with a strong Brazilian accent. So it's difficult, said Magdalena Maria. What a wonderful name. To bring this to the heart and feel devotional in the heart. Often it's empty. Let's first look at why it is empty of or full with material thoughts. It is because the mirror of our heart, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this example, has the dust. No? It's dusted. There are many impressions on it. That's why japa is, it requires actually a pure, somewhat pure mind. All the willingness to purify it, to try to chant properly. That is namabasa. That is necessary, and avoid offenses. No. But if you repeatedly go to kirtan, kirtan purifies the heart. Do you understand the difference? It cleanses the mirror of the heart. Japa, it's a good japa happens when the mind is a little pure and undisturbed. So go to kirtan. I know you are a relatively young devotee. Kirtan is good, and try to bring the kirtan in your life that you sing always. At least during your bath. Now, you're smiling, but this is not an invention. It is said by Lord Chaitanya, Savatma Snapanam. This chanting bathes the entirety of the self. Now, entirety of the self, it means the body, the consciousness, and the soul. And therefore, in Vedic times, when you a proper bath, you start. I only heard this from Hari Parshad, and I'm doing it. I had a sense. I never thought. Why does Lord Chaitanya say the chanting also cleanses the body? I mean, if I have some, let us say, some earth on my leg, and I chant, does it go away? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. No. What this means is you chant and you start your bath by saying Jai Gange, Jai Gange, Jai Gange, or Namada Sindhu, Gange Chaya Muna Chaiva, and so on. And then you sing Hare Krishna when you bath. Otherwise, in the strict Vedic sense, you have not really bathed. You have to bathe. When you bathe, latest at that moment, you should chant, and it happens very naturally. When you, the moment the water comes, you just sing, and from there you go into further chanting. By the way,
of course, chant outside your bathroom also. And don't, I still feel hesitant to chant. Anyways, let's not get into bathroom subjects. This is not good. So yes. Chant is everywhere, no? At all times. Try to remind yourself always to chant, to sing. Of course, not when you talk with someone, or you know, there are reasonable moments to pause your chanting. But sing, you are an aesthetic person. You may like certain melodies more than others, so you chant them, and so on. And that will purify the existence more. And then when all these negative, and you will first of all notice, now a negative thought comes. Like I talked with one devotee, and this devotee started to talk negatively about someone else, like we always do, you know, normal things, not very negative. And then he stopped and said, Maharaj, I just feel how something enters into my heart now, this negativity. I don't want to continue in this line, no? Some of us continue without noticing that they are contaminating themselves because they don't notice what happened. But when you chant a lot of kirtan, you notice, my God, this is this vibration which I now speak is not... It's like a cloud on my heart. I don't want this. Let me discontinue this talk and let me talk positively about things, you know, and devotees.